Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, on a beautiful day. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. So just us today. So if you want to, if you're joining us on Zoom and you want to go ahead and fill some stuff out in the chat room, go ahead and do that. If you want to call in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Well, one of our listeners, Jacob, was typing in the chat room that he's fired up, and it was about something that we were going to talk about.
Let's
today.
Bring him on. We got somebody. We got Jacob.
He says,
what do you mean we don't have anybody, Julie? We got Jacob.
And so he says he'll stay in the chat. So this is what Jacob has to say. I think President Trump went easy on Jenna Griswold and Phil Weiser. Trump could have blamed them for moving Space Force to Alabama. Remember, Griswold and Weiser tried to keep Trump off the ballot. But in an anonymous per curiam opinion, the court held that the Colorado Supreme Court lacks a constitutional authority to remove a candidate for federal office, et cetera, et cetera. And you think that, I guess, Jacob, feel free to elaborate. You think that's why he went easy? What we're talking about is a Space Command Center. Chuck was right on that, which we'll get to that in a second. But Trump announced that he was going to move it from Colorado to Alabama. And he listed a few reasons, which give us great talking points. But Chuck, I think, as always, you were right. You kind of hit, I think, on the head. But the real, it's not nearly as happy for us narrative-wise, but I think it's probably more accurate, the real reason.
Well, it's an economic plum, and you're not going to give it. An economic plum that is to a state that's deep blue of going into black. I mean, it's thousands of jobs and huge, not huge, but significant amounts of money. He had designated Huntsville, Alabama as a place for the Space Command Center, which had been terminated half a decade before, and is bringing it back, but he wanted to put it in Huntsville. Left office, and the president said, I like it in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where, you know, I've got a lot of
blue. Where it's blue. This is Biden you're talking about.
Yeah, Biden. And so Hancock Biden, well, I'm not going to let him just transfer a big economic boost to one of his states that he has control of. No, we're going to do it to where the Republicans have control, which is Alabama. Brilliantly, I think, and smartly, he blamed on other things in addition to that. He blamed on mail-in balloting, which I agree with him. I mean, even though I invented mail-in balloting for Colorado and then an expert at mail-in ballots and collecting mail-in ballots legally. You know, that's a great way of kind of bringing on the thing. And my problem, it's always been, you know, Republicans being the party of stupid can never chew gum and walk at the same time while condemning everything about mail-in ballots. You can still... do everything you can to, in fact, make sure that you collect ballots, that you ballot harvest and do everything else. If you don't, you lose. It's like, I like the NBA basketball game or basketball games before the three-point shot. Now, everything, but you cannot play a game. You can always pretend the three-point shot doesn't exist.
That's
you can say, let's change.
You're talking about the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, mail-in ballots, not three-point shooting.
I was like,
but it's the same. It's the same concept. So, yes, he should. I thought it was written and. I think Jacob has another one where he indicated that he could blame it on the Supreme Court not even allowing him on the ballot. The one thing about mail-in ballots is something that can be done in the future. That's more a past.
Well, here's the thing that I think, because one, I think you're right, that probably a lot of it had to do with Trump was always going to move it to Huntsville, Alabama. We had this brief period of time where Biden says, oh, no, you're not. I'm going to put it here. So Trump, I think even just Trump being Trump is like, oh, no, you're not. I'm going to move it to Huntsville, Alabama. But he did, as you said, brilliantly and cleverly give us a bunch of narratives to talk about. And Jacob, you talk about the court appearance that Griswold and Weiser didn't see this coming. And this could indeed be punishment to them for trying to get him off off the ballot. And then Jacob Adsit, see Jason Crow carry the articles of impeachment to the Senate in the first impeachment hearing. Diana DeGette ran the first impeachment hearings in the House. Jonah Goosey wants to see what the perfect phone call was all about. And now these three people are trying to keep Space Force in Colorado? I don't think so. According to Sean Boyd in Channel 4, and this has been out there widely, I think, Colorado loses some 1,400 jobs and $1 billion in revenue. Maybe Governor Polis will have to call another special session. And then Jacob wraps it up saying revenge is best served cold. I think there's an element to that. And I think you said, he's like, okay, first of all, we can punish Colorado. There's clearly no love lost for Colorado by Trump. We tried to kick him off the ballot. He didn't win here. We have all mail ballots. He's got the whole Tina Peters thing. I mean, and he did promise there would be harsh measures for Colorado if Tina Peters, if they didn't do something about that. Meanwhile, you have it's a sanctuary state. You know, the Denver high school won't remove the transgender bathrooms, even though the girls are complaining about it. All kinds of reasons for Trump to not like Colorado. And so go ahead and sort of stick it to Colorado, which I think he was going to do it anyway. But what the heck?
What the heck? What the harm? But so, you know, it's $1 billion here, $1 billion, you know, I've often talked about, you know, Colorado was the golden heaven, in the late 60s and early 70s, throughout the 70s, really, where, you know, you'd say, well, I'm going to go move to Colorado. Everybody was so envious of you and everything else. And today, you know, somebody says, well, what about moving to Colorado? You go, God, why would you want to?
Well, literally the main source of people coming into Colorado in the Denver area was the 40,000 illegal immigrants. More people are leaving Colorado because of the Democrat policies. And now they want to turn around and blame Trump. I guess sort of technically that's correct. But the thing is you also, like you said, revenge is best served cold. And you reap what you sow. When you're Colorado, if you are doing everything you can, and that's not fail to mention, we got Gabe Evans, a Republican, who is anti-Trump's immigration issues. We've got Jeff Crank, who's an AFP, bought and paid for guy. Jeff Hurd, who is openly opposing Trump on a number of issues. So if you're Trump, you're like,
well, they sent a letter.
Am I going to listen to these guys? I don't think so.
They sent a letter, all 10 of the federally elected officials, which, you know, the two senators are Democrats, four Republicans, four Democrats, all saying, you know, don't do it. And he's going to ignore them because it's just isn't Colorado isn't a state that he needs to worry about.
No, there's no point.
There's no point. And they had to sign the letter and all that. And that'll probably help Democrats go, look what Trump did. And the Denver Post said, you and El Paso, you know, pay them back for, you know, the Denver Post.
It's kind of like, if you're Colorado, you the leadership of Colorado, besides the Democrat leadership, destroying the state. But I mean, they're totally opposed. You know, they have Trump derangement syndrome, right? I mean, Polis, all those people, everything is always Trump's fault. So it is in politics, you know, it's benefit, risk benefit, that kind of thing, right? And if you're Trump, he loses nothing by annoying the El Paso County Republican Party.
Britta Horn and all those kind of ridiculous people. I mean,
right?
No, it's you know, it's and, just a billion here, a billion there. It might add up, but Colorado is not in for a good time. Financially, I don't think.
No, and then Jacob says, I remember when Pat Schroeder closed Fitzsimmons. That's a good point. I didn't see the Democrat reps from Colorado getting upset. No, they get upset about everything. And again, I think the best thing that happened out of all of it is, unless you're in Alabama, is the fact that Trump is now talking about the corruption and mail-in ballots. He's been raising the issue of Tina Peters. And there was a time, and we know, because we got emails from YouTube about it and eventually kicked off, when you couldn't talk about election fraud, right? You were an election denier. Right. And they still try to cling to that. But now you've got the president openly talking about it.
And the people who say, you know, there's no election fraud
we have the golden standard.
You know. That's asinine. I mean, I've run mail-in ballot campaigns, and the temptation, and I avoided it, but the temptation to cheat is enormous.
Well,
and the idea that massive fraud, we all know what occurs in Colorado. We all know our voter rolls are bad. We know they send 10 to 20 ballots to a single location, everything else.
Well, Jenna Griswold sent emails, postcards, yeah, up to some 30,000 illegal immigrants urging them to vote. Now,
registered to
vote. Registered to vote, right? No, they were registered to vote.
No, no, no. She's urging them to register.
Okay.
To vote.
Oh, okay. Well, they were, but the motor voter rule, right, where you go and you automatically register, you combine that with all mail ballots and ballots being sent to who knows where. There's no verification. And even if they are found to be fraudulent, you've got a Democrat Secretary of State who endorses the corruption. You've got a Democrat AG.
Democrat Supreme Court who...
Right. No one's going to do anything about it. So they're totally safe there. So, Matt Crane even knows it from Charlene. So I think at least, though, Trump has elevated that discussion. And when you look at the polls are clearly shifting. People are like, no, you should have to show some kind of ID to be able to vote. You should not, there should be some sort of verification that the ballot actually came from somebody, and no, illegal immigrants shouldn't be allowed to vote in our elections. So that's, I think, the good news about it. I was talking to somebody else today, and we may get this person on later. I'm not using their name because I'm not sure that they wanted to go public with this yet, but was also pointing out, sort of from a military standpoint, you don't want all of your eggs in one basket, so to speak, militarily, and said it makes to a certain sense, a certain amount of strategic sense to have, Colorado will be kind of like the secondary headquarters, but not to have everything.
I don't know if I buy that one, but yeah, it's all politics.
Sean Boyd interviewed the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he said there may be more companies leaving Colorado because of the rules and regulations and the high cost of living. Well, that goes into something, we can talk about this too. Again, the Democrat thing. So Colorado, according to some new study, is the second least safe state in the country. It's number one, it has been for a while, in auto theft and property theft. I was reading a thing, rents are down in Colorado because no one's built. I mean, they have all of these apartment complexes that are kind of sort of in the works, right? And no one's moving into Colorado, so nobody's renting those apartments. So now you have all of these businesses caught. They can't get the loans they need because the lenders aren't giving it to them because more people are leaving Colorado now than are coming in. So now you're going to have, all these giant halfway built developments are going to just be sitting there.
There was a report in the Denver Post today that the Democrats are getting a ballot proposal whereby we'll tax anybody above X amount and cut minuscule everybody down. But so if you're a CEO, you're not going to want to move to Colorado. I mean, it's just everything they do is just...
And it's got, horrific regulations. There was a new one they were talking about. So new buildings coming into Colorado, going up in Colorado, I think starting in 2027, have to have all kinds of bogus green energy things going on too.
Right.
So if you're a builder and you're like, okay, so let's see, Colorado's economy sucks. The regulations suck. Their safety sucks. People don't want to move there.
I think I'll build something.
Yeah, I think I'll build something that's going to cost me more to build in Colorado than most other states in the country, maybe except California. So it's like,
we're headed for a good place.
Yeah, exactly. And then from Jacob, for every 10 illegal immigrants who are sent away, there is another property that's become vacant. Yeah, but fortunately, they're still voting, Jacob. So there is that. There is that. Let's see. Do you want to switch over to the other interesting thing that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've talked a lot on the show. And again, feel free, kind of chime in if you've got even other thoughts on
random thoughts.
Random thoughts. Yeah.
Mass murder. Whatever you have on mind.
In the chat, or go ahead and unmute yourself and you can talk. But wanted to talk about this. There's been forever this rift in the Colorado Republican Party and in other states too, granted, between essentially the rhinos and the grassroots. It came to a head under Dave Williams, where the uniparty establishment people totally freaked out because the grassroots had power. They took power back in March and elected Britta Horn, who's doing everything she can to drive the state party into the dirt. But
and the establishment money, all the money she thought she was going to get from the Anschutz.
No, they had
Anschutz adjacent people. We don't want parties anymore. As John Caldera, which is a mouthpiece for and she said, we hate parties. What we want is jungle primaries. Yes, that quote unquote open jungle primary, where everybody's on the voting, the top two face off each other, and they're probably both Democrats here in Colorado. Speaking of fun.
But this fight came to a head last summer when Britta Horn and Trader Todd and the Coosters and the Hornistas, as Mark Hampton calls them, tried to stage an illegal coup and oust Dave Williams. So the court smacked him down, but they then sued Dave Williams. Dave Williams and the Republican Party were forced to respond. They had to respond. And now Britta's using her own lawyer, who has magically become the lawyer for the Colorado Republican Party, to file all kinds of motions against the people who filed the lawsuit that they were
demanding money.
Yeah, demanding money. Now, Klein, to keep in mind, was paid $113,000. So we're already, the party is already $18,000.
But you have to understand these new motions, tens of thousands of dollars each.
Oh, yeah.
Tens of thousands.
So they're filing these motions, which are completely unnecessary, against the grassroots, basically, which the court is not going to grant. But today they sent out a letter from Russ Anders saying that they want a ceasefire, that we need to have a ceasefire, that Britta Horn and the Hornistas want a ceasefire, even though they're filing lawsuits against grassroots. Don't pay any attention to that.
That's just, you know, that's...
So it'd be like if you and I got into a big argument, and then you pulled out a gun and started shooting at me, and then all of a sudden somebody handed me a gun, and then you went, ceasefire, we need a ceasefire, everybody. It's just ludicrous.
No, it's more like somebody's hitting you, and they're going, ceasefire, bam,
yeah,
ceasefire,
yeah.
Bam.
But it gets even more ridiculous than that. What they propose we do, and this went out to all some 400 state central committee members, of which I'm one. So that's why I got the email. Chuck was not one. So he is one, but he didn't get the email. And they had the brilliant idea that rather than fight for the life of our party, we should leave Britta Horn alone. And what we all need to do is start writing a letter to the editor
of local newspapers,
talking about things like the road conditions in Colorado.
He lists the six things we're all supposed to, if in the SEC, is supposed to berate the readers of the publication: unaffordable housing crisis, skyrocketing property taxes, rising cost of living, blah, 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 blah.
Healthcare risk. So that's what we're supposed to do.
And we're all supposed to write in and I thought I didn't think Russ Anders was a dumb guy. He's a dumb guy.
Well, let us count the ways, right?
Let's count the ways.
Number one, well, it gets worse. Then what they say,
they're giving
away prizes, okay? So the chairs of the counties who have people write the most letters will win the opportunity to attend the Republican National Convention Western Regional Fly-In, which is in Seattle, which, of course, anyone can attend anyway. So you don't need to win something to attend it. And they're going to give cash prizes to those county chairs.
Because all the money they have.
Right. If there's any money left, after they have to pay Clinton.
$1,000.
I can tell you what, when I was in TV, we used to laugh about this because it was also so humiliating. Every so often, the ratings would be such a disaster. The sales would be such a disaster that the TV station would resort to giving prizes to viewers. It'd be something like, if you're the first 30 callers to tell us what the headline was in the 5 o'clock news, we'll put you into a lottery. I mean, that's just embarrassing, right? You're kind of paying people. So here's the Republican Party. We must have a ceasefire. And in the meantime, we're all supposed to start writing letters to the editor, to newspapers that no one reads anymore,
Well, it's the stupidity levels are so myriad, but let's go one. I own a newspaper. We mail out to 70,000 people. I'm one of the less than a handful of Republicans that own a newspaper. All the rest are owned by Democrats.
Or rhinos.
Or rhinos in Phil Anschutz's case, yes. Letters to the editor, more or less, generally speaking, overwhelmingly, are to allow your readers to sound off, either pro or con, an article that's in your paper, or an editorial or opinion piece in your paper. It's not just a general sound off. Hey,
about road conditions.
Road conditions, or Armenian genocide, it was Abraham a real person? I mean, it's not just a general bring up whatever you like. And so he's going to have them, and most of them will go to Democrat newspapers. And here's what this is just I think this may be a fake letter.
Yeah. Pretending to. Somebody wrote it trying to somebody. It was written by Honey Badger to try to make the Republicans look. No, that's a joke.
Be original. Be submitted a real publication. Be on a timely public interest topic. Include proof of submission. Minimum of 150 words.
You can have
letters to the editor. Somebody sends you 150 words. You throw it out.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're going to edit it yourself. And then,
how many words a letter?
Oh, like, you know, you want it 40? 50, 40, 50.
Yeah.
But you do not, at a minimum, 150. Well, you're never going to get it published, or else you are going to get it. It's going to be so cut down. But two, if you're not responding to an article or opinion piece in that paper, they're not going to print it.
Right.
So what are you doing, Russ? Are you this stupid an individual?
Well,
even let's say the Denver Post, you know, because all the papers now are behind paywalls, people don't read the letters to the editor. What's the last time you read letters to the editor?
Where's
the one general circulation
paper? You
could
even find them.
Yeah.
I mean, you could
even. The Denver Post. I mean.
The Denver Post owns a bunch of the other newspapers in Colorado.
The Greeley, what's it called?
It's like some of the ones, the newspapers that are largely just kind of advertisements, right? They don't have letters to the editor. They might include a letter to the editor. My favorite shop is blah, 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 who happened to be featured them. Yeah. I mean, so it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's world class. You know, the only, the stupid one parallel to it among Republicans was from the late Joy Overbeck, where she would urge everyone, and she came in on this program, to stand on a bridge on election day and hold a sign saying vote Republican or vote for Heidi Gnall. Some Republicans stand on a bridge with three or four or five
pom-poms.
With pom-poms. Now, the Democrats were out collecting ballots, seeing who hadn't voted, and getting them to vote. How many votes do you think those five women out on some overpass with pom-poms and saying vote Republican changed? Zero.
Well,
it made them feel good because they could just kind of giggle with each other, but it changed no votes, and it took no effort on their part or originality. I guess it took a little energy to get
find parking and stuff.
They had to find parking, but just worthless things. And this is your Republican Party. You write 150 word plus minimum.
Well,
pitching about one of seven topics
road conditions
of why we don't like Democrats.
No, you don't even. Yeah, I mean, it's just. Well, and here's the thing. What's kind of alarming about this, number one, is that they think that actually they can do everything they can to keep punching Republican grassroots people. Punch, 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 shoot, 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 try to destroy, try to destroy. And then all of a sudden, people start saying, hey, you guys aren't doing that great of a job yourselves, you know, call for a ceasefire, right? So that's just stupid. They should just ignore it is what they should do. Then secondly, that these are the people leading our party show such a significant lack of understanding
of how the media works.
How the media works. I mean,
what length they need to be. I mean, just
that's
world class. You're a moron.
Yeah.
Moron. No wonder you lost your prior election.
Said 150 words that's not going to get printed. And plus you need to understand.
Minimum. That's a minimum, they said. Yeah, I don't know.
Letters to the editor, a lot of times, how do I say? Letters to the editor, if you actually are right, I think have a slim chance of getting in. It's like, right? Letters to the editor, then they would print a correction, right? Newspapers don't like letters to the editor that make them or the people they support look bad. They might put in kind of a mild one, but that's just not how it works. And even then, that they would be letting, when I was working on a campaign, okay, back when I was a Democrat, for Dave Thomas was running for then, he was running against Bob Opre and what was then CD7. And I was for a brief period of time, the PR person. And they said, okay, this was the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee called and said, okay, we need to get you guys kind of doing a letter writing campaign. And I'm like, great, letters to the editor. And I'm like, okay, we'll get a bunch of volunteers, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, are you kidding me? They said, that is way too important to allow for volunteers. They said, we will write you a bunch of letters. And then what you do is find some volunteer to sign them. Right? That's an intelligent way to do it.
But this is 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when that had some relevance.
And even
that would have had some relevance. Today, no relevance.
No relevance.
None.
And it was like,
Russ Andrews is stuck back in the 70s, 80s?
Well, and again, even then, they didn't, if they really wanted to have an impact, they had professionals do it. They didn't have your random SCC member sitting out there writing.
The original.
Yeah.
And they weren't 150 words minimum, I promise you.
No. So that's their solution. That's what, you know, and I think this is what it shows, I think, actually, because there is a big state central committee meeting coming up later this month. I think they are really worried. I mean, there have been some people already talking about a vote of no confidence on Britta. Somehow or another, she's going to have to explain the budget. Because they said, well, you're right. But people are asking questions. So I think this is why they want a ceasefire, because they don't want anybody getting out of line.
It's more about an organization. Yeah. And the establishment let the truly the dumb of the dumb, you know, they don't care. I mean, I promise you, you know, if you were still under control of the Josh Penrys and the Sandball and others, you know, they would have come up with something more intelligent than this.
Yes, except, well, and here's the thing, man, if I'm one of the counties that's going to get $1,000, and it says they're giving it to the chair. So I'm not sure if they're giving it to the county. I would myself write a bunch of letters and then sign all my friends' names to them. Right?
Well, I mean,
so it's rigged. It's, so even here, their own.
Where are they going to get the $1,000 from?
No.
I mean, why don't they have the chair raise them $1,000 rather than giving $1,000 to get letters to the editor, which is, you know, an Andaluvian. And you know, it's just...
Maybe, you're right. What they should do is say, could every state central committee member please reach out to somebody they think might be willing to donate to the party?
$1,000. Yeah.
That, and the
whoever
person...
wins that gets to go to Hawaii. I don't know.
Gets a meeting, so...
But it can't be this dumb. I mean, it can't be this... It's embarrassing to be part of a party that whose leadership is so stupid. I mean, venile, crooked, corrupt. I can take all those, but this level... Well, of inanity is Russ Andrews.
And again, and just a complete
I can just
lack
see
of-
Russ Andrews really being Bill Belichick along the sidelines in the next election, you know.
We'll get to that in a second. So we got a bunch of great comments. So Jacob, who is calming down now, Jacob was on fire at the beginning of the show, says there was an article about the restaurants, how they have to separate, recycle, and compost and trash. So again, Channel 4 interviewed a guy by the name of Noah Kaplan, the executive director of Compost Colorado. The company, go figure, has played a significant role in supporting Waste No More. This guy gets the raw compost free, does what he does, and sells it to fertilizer companies, making money. And he's upset that the city council hasn't implemented the law approved by voters. I mean, and let's just think of this too, in a busy restaurant where they've already raised the minimum wage, right? But they want to tax the waitress anymore, right? Even though Trump took that away, Colorado Democrats want to tax the waitress. They also want to make this poor waitress who's now having to pay taxes on her tips in the busyness of a restaurant, start sorting stuff out. You know, this goes through, this goes there.
So the compost guy can make money.
From Charlene, citizen journalist podcasters don't have to pay tax on subscriptions. Consider tips? I don't know.
No.
Chuck says no. Okay.
I have 69 things that are considered tips for businesses that to get them and in podcasters.
Yeah, really. I go to from Jacob. I go to Bonnie Bray, my favorite ice cream parlor. Yeah. Although High Point Creamery is catching up, to get the copy of your paper. There you go.
Yeah.
And Charlene says maybe trying to drain energy from grassroots, like telling Gomer Pyle move dirt from one pile to another.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good point, Charlene. Maybe they're like, if we're also busy writing letters to the editor that no newspaper that we don't even know where to send it is going to print, then we won't be able to complain about Britta. There we go. This is from Doug. ChatGPT and AI can write all the letters and make it sound interesting. This is true. Okay, so county, we need to become county chair. And then we can like just sit down and tell ChatGPT, write me a letter that sounds like I'm this, it sounds like I'm that. That's get like 15 of them and you win the money easy. And then Charlene, this is true. Denver Post will publish the dumb ones to make conservatives look stupid. And then
Sanders.
Then she says, glad you feel better, Jacob. Anything else? Well, it's just, it is. It's like...
It's world class. When Joy Overbeck comes, we'll get on our pom-poms, we'll get to have on the bridge. They're going, they're collecting ballots. They're seeing who isn't voting. No, you're not changing a single... Oh, no!
Well, you know, Dave Williams could be, as much as I liked him as chair, a little bit Machiavellian sometimes. Uh-huh. I would rather see...
Yeah, let's have a little Machiavellian. Right. Not this Gomer Pyle stuff.
And that's exactly what it is. Just write letters back and forth. So now you know what's going to happen, of course, at all of the county, you know, Republican Party meetings. You're going to have chairs jumping up and down, telling their people to write letters. It's just going to be so stupid.
So they can get money. I'll split it with you guys.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're in a small county,
you only get
Colorado.
It should be wait
a minute. How come, you know, El Paso County has, you know, tens of thousands? And I have 22 Republicans.
Yeah, you're right. Peg, Cage, and Boulder, they should get a dispensation for this because they don't have nearly as many Republicans to write letters.
Yeah.
And the Boulder Camera is owned by the Denver Post anymore, so
right.
So it's still not going to be published. So, I mean, it's the whole thing is just, it's just
world-class stupid.
And, yes.
And I just feel, I just feel a little dumber from having read that letter and thinking, that's the vice chair. He's the secretary.
Secretary.
Secretary slash treasurer.
You got to wonder how much are they paying people to come up with that idea too, right? I mean, and again,
I don't know. Maybe they sent something.
Hopefully, Alex was saying, "No, you can't send that out. They're so going to be stupid."
Maybe they went to Cracker Barrel now.
Yes, the Cracker Barrel CEO.
CEO.
What would you do
to revitalize the Republican Party?
What would CB do? Yeah. What would Cracker Barrel do? Then from Jacob, do you know what Dick Lamb and Jared Polis have in common? They both have left or will leave the governor's office with the state of Colorado economically smaller than when they started.
I looked at Dick
Lamb. Yeah. Oh, and this one is for Barney. A driver was pulled over for speeding. The driver said to the officer, "Do you know who my father is?" And the officer replied, "You mean your mother never told you?" That's pretty funny. Hey, and I see, I know Mark Hampton and I were exchanging text back and forth about this ridiculous GOP letter. So Mark, I previously said at the show, feel free. If you're just listening in, that's great. But if you want to chime in too, feel free because, you know, again, number one, ceasefire, you're kidding me, right? As you're shooting us in the head, you know. And then go write a letter about road conditions. So that'll take care of everything.
Minimum 150 words.
Yeah, which no newspaper will publish. So
send a run a watch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can you believe that stuff? It's, I read that this morning and I said, oh, yeah, that's going to work. You know?
Well, I honestly, first, is this a parody?
Yeah.
I did. I kind of thought of it. Goes, this guy's a pretty good comedian. Maybe he's not finding the right place for himself. I don't know. I read that, Julie and Chuck, and I was hysterical when I texted you going, "Oh, have you read this yet?" You know, it was like, "Hey, look over here. Don't do this anymore over here. Please don't." You know,
concentrate on your minimum 150 words. Complaining about Colorado roads or something.
And here, as Chuck pointed out, Mark, I don't know if you were here for the beginning of the show, but we have a newspaper, right? So if you write a 150-word letter to the editor, that's way too long.
And that's a minimum.
Yeah.
So you're being excluded right away because you don't have room.
So you
don't have room to do, you know, you can do two or three letters grand total. So you're not going to do these 150, 200, 250-word letters. And moreover, they're going to be about something that's in your paper or an editorial opinion. They're not going to be your general feelings about road conditions in Colorado or whatever else bullshit, the cost of energy or something.
So. Well, here, I'll help out. Colorado roads suck. Just publish that. There's my editorial for you, Chuck.
Wait, and that's under
Mark Hampton.
Words. Well, I mean, I think though, true, what's interesting about this, besides just revealing how bad they are, I think that they being the uniparty, Brittlehorn establishment, rhino types, are worried about this upcoming state central committee hearing with the opt-out. I mean, I've already seen people saying a vote of no confidence for her. What do you think?
Yeah. So I just wrote, it just published that in the Badger and sent a note out to the SEC members, or at least some of them. And I think they are a little stressed. You know, I think we need to go into it level-headed. To get the 75% opt-out is such a high hill to conquer. I just really don't. I'd like to think we can get there, but realistically, we probably can't. Under Dave's leadership, we had 68%. So under this leadership, I know that we've lost a little bit.
Yeah, but you have to remember with the way we did from the state assembly is that, you know, no votes don't count. And so
true,
automatically passes. But they're not going to interpret that way.
No.
And the only way you can get them to interpret that way is to sue them. And that wouldn't be bad because then
Clenda could make more money.
Clenda could make another $100,000.
Exactly.
trying to upset that. I mean, honestly, a few more lawsuits with Clenda doing his very best. I mean, I get copies of the pleadings in the other lawsuits, and they spent a lot of time trying to get blood out of a stone. They forgot one little one. You got to file within, I'm not sure, it's 21 days, approximately 21 days, after the decision comes down to try to get attorney's fees. You can't wait 3 or 4 months. They waited 4 months.
Right.
I mean, it's on its face.
While calling for a ceasefire. So while they're
All
calling for a
calling.
ceasefire, they're continuing to file
And they
lawsuits
filed
against grassroots.
another one, another lawsuit, because there is an indemnification one. So if they're suing Matt and all those for money, well, the party has an obligation to come in and indemnify, including providing a lawyer. So maybe Clenda could defend Matt against Clenda on
Himself
behalf of
again.
the Republican Party. I mean,
Jeez.
just the level of mind-bogglingly stupidness. I mean, I keep on, I hate using that word, but it's just, are we really this dumb?
We are not. We are
Well,
not.
but the other thing is to recall her. I think that one's, that's, two-thirds. I think that one could be within grasp. It kind of depends on
Oh,
how many
good
people
would
have
it be?
buyer's
Wait,
remorse.
let him finish. Go ahead.
If people have buyer's remorse out there, there could be, a strong recall vote. But like I said, if nothing else, let's do a roll call vote. I want to get everybody's names that support these jokers.
Exactly.
Well, I want to know if somebody said to you, you won't have to go through election. You don't have to do anything. You are now the new Republican chair.
Yeah.
You'd kind of go, God, no. We're in bankrupt. We have no money. I mean,
20 grand in the hole, yeah. And but they're giving away money to people who write letters.
$1,000.
I was saying they need to clarify because you could have ChatGPT do that in a second. If I were the Adams County chair, I'd be on ChatGPT right now
Yeah,
writing
100 letters on these topics,
on these topics.
and
Well, what do you think of this? Charlene is saying a vote of no confidence is essential instead of a discussion where they get to set the parameters and other energy drainer. What do you think about a vote of no confidence as opposed to a recall?
yeah, I think that's essential as well. I think that's 50% plus one. That's going to be completely attainable in my estimation, come the 27th. So I think that's really important. It sends a message to them that they're on notice. I think not having that would be not a good thing. I mean, it's almost bowing to them to play nice, right? The whole
Right.
ceasefire deal. And here's where I'm here to tell Russ, yeah, that ain't happening, man. I'm going to be coming after you day in, day out. The GOP, you guys gave no rest to Dave Williams and
None.
Anna and Hope. None. You guys were relentless on these folks and the blue, excuse me, and the BS that you they pulled. So why would we show them any grace? They gave us the terms of engagement here, and I'm going to follow those. They wrote it down. I'm following
Right.
it. I may
Well,
not have
I'm
some
on notice
funky
that they.
thing and have some other meeting, but I am going to press on them and get everybody else to press on them as well.
No,
It's not
I'm
going to
not
go
with
away.
you. I want to know who would say, I have confidence in Britta Horn and defend her.
Well, like you said, we
Who
need
would do
that in a
that?
roll call. But
I mean, who would say, yeah, I've got total confidence in those two. Yeah,
Richard
Richard. Oh, yeah, I forgot Buckwheat. Is that
Holt.
one of the great teams of all time?
Oh,
That's
yeah.
roadshow with those guys.
The thing too is it might be better if they were actually doing anything, but they're not, right? I got
They're all
another email.
money.
No,
Clinton's bankrupt them.
Clenda's bankrupted them. They're paying theoretically all these people all of this stuff. That was her budget was ridiculous. They have no plan to get candidates elected. And as you pointed out in yet another great article, and their plan is to have a Republican in every race, even races that we have zero chance of winning. It's like, no, let's be strategic and targeted
Well,
in what we
nobody believes that's an intelligent thing to do. No one can
No.
possibly think.
I mean, face it, Chuck. I mean, you're seeing it the same way I am. There's nobody leading right now. They have no clue really what's going on at all. And, you know, just at a minimum, if you take Alex's and Britta's salary before taxes or any of the other great happy crap, they have to earn $15,000 every 30 days just to pay their two salaries before taxes, benefits, and anything else.
Well, they also have to pay for, you know, the peak Republican politics space. That's 500, some subscriptions, mailboxes. You know, I mean, nobody's going to get paid. I mean, poor
No.
Alec is just sitting there going, "What about my money?" You know, shut up, Alec. And it's just there's no money to do anything. Russ, I guess, came in to kind of save the day for Britta, saying, "Britta, you know, you're not real effective." And so, you know, I don't remember Anna coming in saying, "Forget, Dave, I've got a great idea." You know, I mean, Britta's not. It's not even a figurehead. I don't know what she is. Well, Russ Andrews goes, "Look, I'll come in." And now we expect something from the brilliant Richard Haltorf. Oh man, talk about Dumb and Dumber. Man, get
Well,
that guy out.
yeah, it's a little bit like a Banana Republic, right? You
It
put in
is.
the empty shirt, right? And
Yeah.
they just follow all the rule, everything that everybody else is telling them what to do.
Right. Well, what do you, so I think you can, we'll let you go here because I know you have your own Parker Conservatives meeting tonight. So you think that some of this, because I was saying, let me back up at the beginning, if you want a ceasefire, you should just ignore it, right? They're in power. They should, why are they even paying attention, right? They should just ignore it.
Well, because
But clearly they're getting heat, I think, and clearly they're feeling the pressure.
well, in power. How are they, quote unquote,
Well, she's a
in
chair
power?
of the party.
Yeah, but that power meant, you know, you get to control the money, you get to
Yeah.
control it. There's no money, so there's no power she has. She's sitting up in McCoy, Colorado, and Russ says, "You're worthless. Let me take over here.
No.
I'll show you how it's
Yeah,
done."
but they went and had fajitas, I saw in Summit County someplace the other day.
Oh,
So,
good. There you
yeah,
go.
I know.
There
Excellent.
you
So,
go.
excellent.
So, all
So,
right.
all right. Well, I got to run. Hey, if anybody was looking for something to do tonight, come on down to Parker Conservatives meeting tonight. We have Mr. Scott Bottoms running for governor speaking tonight.
Hey.
And we also have the great journalist Ash Epp is going to come in and talk to us tonight.
Fantastic.
So,
We love
yeah, so
Ash.
we have a great program tonight. We're in Parker, at a place right underneath Rory's. It's the
A lot
Peak
of fun.
Event
We've been
Center, and
there.
we start at 6 o'clock tonight. So
All right,
if you
Mark.
got time, come on in.
Come on down.
All right, Mark, thank you. Thank you for popping in too. Thanks for all the work you do.
All right. Thank you guys. Take care.
Sure. We've got like tons of comments. So that's all interesting. Let's see. Jacob had one. Nope. Okay. So this is from Charlene. Oh, here. This is what I'm reading. Some Jacob. Not so fast. Colorado Attorney General promises legal action if Trump moves Space Command. With what money? It's like, well, I mean, Phil Weiser is doing everything to get a headline. He's promised legal action because Tegna sold Channel 9 to News Corp, which owns which owns no Nexstar, which owns Fox 31. You know, it's like he's gonna sue. I'm not sure who he's gonna sue. Trump, I guess, for that. Oh, because the FCC allowed it. Now he's gonna, who's he gonna sue? It's like he's gonna
Department of Defense.
legal action. Again, I thought the state was
Who's going to
broke.
pay for that, by the way? Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. Us. What do you
We
think?
are
Waitresses, the
the
waitresses, because they're gonna increase
waitresses of
they're
Colorado.
gonna increase their taxes. Yeah, and then you know, it's just ludicrous. He's trying to get all this reaction. Oh, Charlene, we talked about this earlier. The Space Command was originally recommended for Alabama, and Biden changed it, and that's true. GOPs all over the country are purging MAGA, according to Joe Hoff, the Gateway Pundit. The tactics are working.
Too bad.
And Charlene says they are in power, destroying the party. And then some of the Epstein stuff. And you know what? I don't know that we have time to get in.
Next time we'll do
Yeah, we
Epstein.
can, because I will say this. At the Conservative Treehouse, I think something weird is going on there, because if you're going to have the victims, how the number one, all of the victims signed and got paid well, non-disclosure agreements. And if you were going to break your non-disclosure agreement, it makes me suspicious. Why have a news conference? I mean, I'm sure they, you know, why not come out and say, I'm so and so, and here are the three people I slept with? Why not just say that? Why
Because I
haven't
didn't sleep with any of them. All they did was give a foot massage and got $1 million
Well,
for
yeah,
it.
I don't know. All I know is it's to
They do.
me. Yeah, Chuck was saying the list is up again. I don't know. I did just find that odd, and I'm not sure.
The whole thing is that it's no different than the Trump is dead one. Yeah. They have nothing.
Yeah.
So they just go, Trump is dead. Epstein, they go, oh, well, Trump didn't want to do it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we saw down at the El Paso Lincoln Day dinner, and I liked her, but she's gone off the deep end, and you've got, what's his name from Kentucky, kind of
Massey.
Yeah, I mean, just it's stupid.
People are figuring somewhere there's something in it for them somewhere.
No kidding.
And it gets clicks, although not nearly as many clicks, I think, as it used to. Charlene says because the Epstein blackmail list is still running the show. Well, there you go. And children are still being used because they're super perverted. I don't know that. I think that one. Well, we'll see what comes out. They promise to do all this stuff. I think the Democrats, I'm not sure why they keep thinking it's going to hurt Trump. It doesn't hurt Trump. It doesn't hurt Trump.
They don't have anything else to do. Yeah. Every time you kind of go, well, you know, what are the Russia hoax here? They go, where are the Epstein files?
Yeah.
Where are the Epstein? Bring out the list. Bring out the list.
And Jacob notes, even under new ownership media, Kristi Noem is accusing CBS of shamefully editing her interview about that guy. Yeah, exactly. They haven't changed that much. Well, they still have, it's kind of like the deep state, right? There's still so many people in there who are doing it, right? That it's very hard to kind of clean it up all at once. But I saw, they're still revoking security clearances from people. All of that is good.
Where? New ones?
No, it's Blinken and Lisa McCord and some of those people. There was we'll talk about it in a different show. There's this guy on X, Echo, E-K-O. If you don't follow him, you should. He had a really interesting thread talking about how all of these people who were in power with Obama set up the whole deep state spying, lobbying consultant, federal employee, money laundering circus, right? Then all left under when Trump was elected. So then they set up a company that basically represents, BlackRock, Palantir, all these companies that then, so they were kind of like advisors to them. Mm-hmm. Then they came back into power under Joe Biden and lo and behold, gave all of the people that were their previous clients
billions
again. And
then they'll go back out.
And now they're back out. But now it's a little harder because their security clearance is revoked. But if you haven't, I'll pull that thread and go into it. Because what he was pointing out is, when you talk about the deep state, he's talking about the amount of money being made and that there are people and organizations like BlackRock that want the deep state there. And they're doing everything they can to protect it. Sure.
I just want to say this real quick. It was really interesting that they got together these files, 33,000 pages. They released it preemptively to head off this press conference that was happening the next day where they've got enough signers to release the people on the list. And so I went to some of the images. It was so interesting. There were emails back and forth from people that were saying, no, we got to do this. And I'm in support of just Ghislaine Maxwell, blah, blah, blah. Everything, the names were redacted on the things you want to know. We want to know who these people are sending the emails and getting them because they have something to gain or lose by sending emails calling for protection of the people on the list. Those names were redacted. And if we don't have names, then we can't hold anybody accountable. But what I'm saying, there's someone that curated all that, and they said 97% of that had already been released, and the other percent that was released had it was new information, but names were still redacted. So they had to hurriedly get that together yesterday to ward off the press conference that happened today. But anyway, the whole Epstein blackmail list is the way of the deep state controlling politicians and powerful people.
There are no cameras.
We'll see.
There were no. None of that. It's just BS.
And Bongino told us, and Cash Patel told us,
and Bondi.
We can't. We have those videos where they told us that, and we can't just deny that those things were said. We can't deny.
Here's what I think.
When Trump ran for office, they said, "Are you going to release the JFK files?" Yes. Are you going to release the Epstein list? Yeah, he paused, thought about it, and then he said, yes, I believe I will. So we cannot deny
the list.
Well, okay, Chuck thinks there's no list. Other people think there is a list. We will see. I think,
reality by just hanging on to someone's most recent excuse. you know, we can't deny what was
been said. We ought to get Russ Andrews. Russ Andrews.
To hold on to what's been said in the past or what is reality. It's got to be in context.
I think you're right. The one thing they do know, and I agree with you, whenever they're redacting names, the obvious question is, why are you redacting the names?
Exactly.
Yeah, give us the names.
Okay, give us the names and that'll do it.
And so, anyway, remember the Epstein list is the deep state list. And they,
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Shelby.
12 apostles.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, that is going to wrap us up. Today. Hey, we have Rabbi Daniel Schoenbach. He's got a good column up saying that if Mondami wins in New York, he says Democrats will lose America. And it is kind of interesting how that whole thing is shaping up, too. So we'll be taking a look at that. And I'll break out that echo. It was pretty interesting.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much and enjoy that wonderful weather out there.
All right, we'll see you next time on Monday.